I'm Jana Roos, and here's your OFM Agriculture Bulletin. Stock theft continues to be a cause for concern in South Africa, with instances of the crime increasing for the third consecutive year. This comes after Police Minister Bheki Cele, National Police Commissioner Kehla Sithole, and his team presented the country's crime statistics to Parliament's Portfolio Committee today. During the briefing, the head of police crime research and statistics, Norman Sekukune, revealed stock theft increased by 2.9% over the course of 2018-2019. It is the biggest increase in the property-related crimes category, a category that saw a 2.5% decline overall, making stock theft the rotten apple in the bunch. Sekukune says the increase in stock theft needs to be urgently addressed.
Stock theft has been increasing across all the nine provinces. What is of concern is that if you take the types of animals and attach a rough ballpark figure, the number of animals amounts to around millions, even double digit or triple digit millions. So it's a cause for concern because this is a type of institution or livestock is used mostly as a type of a bank for people in the poor and rural communities, whereby they sell some of these cows to be able to educate their kids or to pay for their tuition fees.
Black family farmers are struggling to farm profitably and sustainably and are in need of serious adjustments to the policy environment to be successful. This is according to Theo de Jager, board chairperson of the Southern African Agri Initiative, SAI, who attended a Farmers' Day in the hub in Sanine in Limpopo yesterday. De Jager said few black farmers get access to financing because they often don't own the land on which they farm. The state was last week forced to sell a farm in Limpopo on which David Rakhatse had been farming for 27 years to Rakhatse. According to De Jager, investments in agriculture will cease to grow without the broadening of property rights. He also referred the poor research on determining the validity of land claims, infighting among the communal property associations, and poor management of state land, which he calls setbacks on the road to success. And now for agricultural commodities. The latest traded price per ton is 5,530 rand for soya. Sunflowers trading at 5,260 rand and wheat at 4,579 rand. White maize is trading at 2,735 rand and yellow maize at 2,594 rand per ton. This was your Agriculture Bulletin, only on OFM.